Chapter 41. The traffic lights ahead of her were green, but Sally had a feeling they were about to turn, so she eased off on the accelerator and checked her rearview mirror. The Explorer was 5 car lengths behind her. The lights changed and she smiled. She'd made the right call, though the smile tightened as she realized that they were more vulnerable when they weren't moving. She kept both hands on the wheel as she scanned left and right, looking for potential threats. She took another quick view in her rear mirror. Eric and Sam were also looking around. The seconds ticked off. Several cars were held at the lights facing her, but there were no SUVs, and all had just a driver, no passengers. Sally was pretty sure that the bad guys would be in large vehicles, and that there would be several passengers, all male. There were no vehicles fitting that profile nearby, but that didn't make her any more relaxed. The lights turned green, and she pulled away. As she crossed the junction, her eyes flicked to the rear view. The Explorer was following. She jumped as a siren kicked into life behind her. She checked the side mirror. A police car was overtaking the Explorer, blue lights flashing. She tensed, wondering if it was them the police car was after, but it sped on down the street. She sighed with relief, but she could still feel the tension in her neck and arms. "Come on, relax. This is a walk in the park," she muttered to herself. She smiled at the image. She'd certainly be a lot more relaxed on foot and outdoors. She was a better runner than most men, and in better condition, and on foot, she was in control. The car was stronger and faster, but she felt confined by it. She was limited to where the car could go, and if it was blocked in, she would be trapped. She remembered how quickly the Outlander had fled after she had fired at it. Cars were made of thin metal and glass, and were no match for a bullet from a high-powered rifle. She got to 30 miles per hour and eased off the accelerator, checking that Eric was still with her. He was. She looked down at the gun in the footwell next to her. She'd never fired a gun before today, never even held one. But when she had picked it up off the grass in the back garden of the house in Hampstead, it had felt like the most natural thing in the world to aim it and fire. She was also surprised at her lack of reaction to killing 3 men. She was a vegetarian. She abhorred cruelty to animals in any form. But she had taken the lives of 3 men without a second thought. How was that possible? She was under pressure, and the adrenaline reflex had kicked in. There was no doubt about that. But did that mean that her natural instincts were those of a killer? Maybe she was still in shock and had yet to come to terms with what she'd done. But she didn't feel as if she was in shock. She felt tense, and she was definitely apprehensive about what lay ahead of her. But she wasn't racked by guilt or paralyzed by fear, and that surprised her. She tensed as she saw a black SUV in a side road wanting to turn ahead of her. She slowed, and the vehicle took that as a signal that he could pull out in front. She gripped the steering wheel and took a quick look in the rearview mirror. Eric didn't seem to have spotted the SUV. Her eyes flicked back to the windscreen, and she breathed a sigh of relief when she realized it was a Range Rover and that the driver was a middle-aged lady. "Relax," she said to herself. "You need to stop jumping at shadows."